One fast food company is well known in Japan for its extensive worker manual and the sales talk it covers. From the book, workers know how to greet a customer, exactly how to bow, how to take an order, pack a bag, and give correct change. One day, a mother came into one of the company's restaurants, and while she was ordering at the counter, her baby grabbed an employee's hat and began to play with it. He was surprised and embarrassed. He could not concentrate on what the customer was saying and had to ask her to repeat her order twice. He wanted to take the hat back, but at the same time, he didn't know what to say or do. He stood there helpless until the mother retrieved the hat and gave it back to him. He put it on again, resumed his normal calm attitude, and took her order efficiently, as if nothing had happened. But everyone in the restaurant could see that a one-year-old child had the power to bring the operation to a halt and must have wondered about it. What was the problem here? Simply put, the manual, detailed as it may be, fails to cover what to do in a situation where a young child steals part of your uniform. And without the manual to guide his behavior, the employee was lost. This is a trivial example of a very serious problem in Japan: the inability to take personal initiative. Training employees is important, but in the end, it is a worker's own creativity and initiative that constitute true salesmanship. A company must not only allow, but actively encourage its employees to use their heads in order to deal with real-life situations. Corporate training is nothing more than a guide. When it comes to doing real business with real customers, it is up to each individual employee to think on his or her own and do what is best.